Coaching a football team is the kind of job that can give a man a heart attack, and coaches give them to each other. It's difficult to lead athletes into a dangerous game and feel the pressure to win. The NFL is rife with workaholic men who would never be chosen Miss Congeniality. Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots, and Tom Coughlin of the New York Giants are two of those coaches. Their teams will square off in the Super Bowl tomorrow, but both coaches have recently been showing a different side. From Phoenix, NPR's Tom Goldman.
He's a brave man, that Kyle Brady. Not because the New England Patriots tight end risks life and limb when he cuts across the field to catch a pass, but because he agreed this week, at a reporter's urging, to mimic Tom Coughlin, Brady's coach, when they were both with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Men, when you go out there this Sunday, eliminate all distractions, focus, it's a matter of the will. We will ascend over all our opponents.
It comes out so easily, man. It's still, you know, when you spend that much time with somebody and they scream at you that much, you know, it tends to stay in there.
Screaming Tom Coughlin had quite the reputation. He considered players 5 minutes late when they showed up for meetings on time. He imposed strict rules on his players, ranted on the sidelines, barely tolerated reporters at times. Former Giants running back Tiki Barber said Coughlin drove him out of the game, robbed him of the joy of playing football. But then last year, at the age of 60 and with his job in jeopardy, Coughlin changed. He talked about it yesterday.
I think you spend your entire life, or you better, trying to improve yourself, trying to get better, trying to learn, and then let that be something that you follow up on, and that simply is what we tried to do.
He took the Giants bowling. He tried to lighten up with the media. Yesterday, even though he said he didn't like the redundancy and time-wasting of all the Super Bowl press conferences, he played along with San Diego Union Tribune writer Jerry McGee.
Could you voice the word fun? Just say fun. There you go.
How's that, Jerry? Nice question, Jerry.
Perhaps his most important move, Coughlin created a leadership council made up of several players that helped the coach communicate with the rest of the team. Veteran defensive end Michael Strahan says it's been a great success.
It makes players feel like we have some ownership in the team, which is important if you're going to get the most out of guys. You have to take your hat off to Coach Coughlin for the way he's changed, because without that change, I don't think we're here.
The Patriots are here at the Super Bowl, probably because their head coach hasn't changed. Mr. Monotone, as reporters unlovingly call Bill Belichick, still often drones on in public, still never reveals his or the team's inner workings. But after a season that started with Belichick being fined because the team illegally videotaped an opponent's signals and ended with him being named Coach of the Year, the ice around Belichick has thawed. It's come out that he's friends with rock star Jon Bon Jovi. ESPN.com reported that Belichick sang Scratch That, Belted Out, the 1950s hit Love Potion No. 9 at a private party. And he's also been caught in public laughing, like yesterday in Phoenix.
After all this week with the media sessions, was there any topic regarding the game that you would have liked to talk about but you didn't touch at all?
I think everything has been covered pretty thoroughly by you guys. I'll give you a lot of credit for that.
But when a reporter asked about Senator Arlen Specter digging deeper into the videotaping controversy, dubbed Spygate, the old familiar wall came crashing down.
It's a league matter. I don't know anything about it.
If Spygate comes alive again, it has the potential to seriously harm Belichick's reputation. It's a reputation he's built not on press conference performances, but on 3 Super Bowl championships his team has won since 2002, and a 4th they're expected to win tomorrow. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Phoenix.